Okay, this is the Take Your Emotional Temperature meditation. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And let it out through your mouth. And I want you to think about the primary emotion you're feeling right now. It might be hard to separate some of them out. And if it is, that's fine. Just note all of the emotions that you're feeling right now. Bored, anxious, worried, restless, sad, peaceful, happy, angry, frustrated, whatever. Whatever you're feeling. Take a minute. With your eyes still closed, I want you to see all of those emotions like a wordle in your mind, floating against a black background. They might be shifting or changing. Is there one that stands out more than the others? Try not to get caught up in the story behind the emotions, or explain why, or try to figure it out. Just note what you're feeling. And now I want you to open your eyes, and I want you to write down the top two or three emotions that you're feeling in this particular moment. That is your emotional temperature. At any given time, you are feeling a collection of different things, but there are always one or two that are more prevalent than the others. So why does your emotional temperature matter? Because our brains work so quickly to react to situations we are in that depending on the temperature, we will say and do different things. I want you to think about how slowly things move when it's cold. Imagine your thoughts and words as honey. When your emotional temperature is cool, peaceful, joyful, happy, you are more likely to react to a new or unexpected situation with curiosity and optimism. It's almost as if you're wearing rose-colored glasses. Everything is glass half full. In this state, you are less likely to jump to conclusions. But when it's warm, honey runs quickly. If you're feeling anxious or fearful, angry or frustrated, even if it's from something that happened 40 minutes ago, the barista that dropped your coffee, someone that made fun of you, your little sister that borrowed your shirt without asking, you are way more likely to assume bad intent or expect a negative outcome. Your reactions are swift and decisive. It's as if you're wearing dark glasses that only see the shadows instead of the light. Think about a time when someone said or did something to you and you reacted out of anger or fear that seemed disproportionate at the time. And later you thought, whew, I kind of lost my cool. I really blew up at that person. Can you think of another time when you were feeling happy and peaceful and a similar incident occurred, and this time you were able to shrug it off? Sometimes when we make transitions from home to school or school to sports or school to home, it's important to check our emotional temperature before we go into the next scenario, to make sure we're not carrying over anything that might cause us to have bad reactions. That's all.